And my mom shared with me what I was really thought was difficult when standing up where I was supposed to stand, some people found. So let's all agree on that thing. Probably it's going to be something more like the poster I see up here. The example is how I got to be one. Because when you read my post, or my former post, the one of the reasons you retire early is because you can't teach that you end up in that book. If you don't know that, Erin did say in one event that I started as a volunteer. I started as a reader. No one would read it in my life. Now, one thing different from drama is the music and how to read music. Stage manager in opera has to follow the score because they rather like to do it on cue. And it's you're much more tied to an exactness than you are in theater where you can lean a little bit. There is no way to so it's necessary to have someone call the score for you. So I thought this would be very fun. I did it around in school. Now, for you girls, let's all remember that I was raised in a era where it was a home, when you didn't have to know anything, when I was in a right? with it. You're going to do whatever you have to do to stay open. That's all I care. The company was only 3 years old. I also wanted to make sure that everything was new. Everything was just growing. Often it's growing in the nation outside of San Francisco, New York, Chicago. Often it's all about the same age. All companies have regional companies that are just big. So there was not a lot of history. There were no female stage managers in the nation. There was only one other female stage manager in theater on the West Coast. She was in San Francisco. So again, what did I know? No one else to tell me that I couldn't do it, except that you left me. So I had to battle as I went along, but still, there was something that I really wanted to do. Each time I got an opportunity, I just stepped one bit closer to being that role. But it was not something that I could stop or put down. I kept thinking, well, you know, this too shall pass, and something else would open up. I got to the point in my career actually where I felt like I don't really want to do this anymore. This is just too much pressure, too much to do. Something else would come along with me. Most community is 25 years in arts, museum, and each of our disciplines, and a lot together in organizations we have to share. I've felt that a lot of times. Right now, because of the economy in the city and the volume of arts, there's a different kind of concern going on. So one of the things where I said, be sure to tell them about philosophy in the arts, it really, truly boils down to how much do one care. It's a wonderful, wonderful business to be in. And yes, there's a lot of excitement and a lot of fun. There's a lot of hard work. It's not a challenge. It's that challenge that you have to be willing to meet if you want to be in the arts. There's no question about it. It's tough.
It is tough. It's not easy.
He said, say some more in encouragement. Before you can be encouraged, you have to know the reality and face the reality of what is there. And then you have to make a decision for yourself individually. If I don't go into this, if I don't want to meet that kind of challenge and that drive for my livelihood, one wonderful thing about arts in Seattle is that you don't ever have to give it up. There's always a place for you. Always. Whether it's a performing, whether it's a volunteer, whether it's directing, whether it's an administration, whether it's in a community, whether it's in a major organization. All you got to do is have that heart that says, I want to do it. I want to be part of it. I need a place for it. So encourage, be encouraged. But be very careful in how you look at how you want to be involved and what you really do to be involved. Let's have some questions. I don't want to get too far into what I think until we find out what you want to go
about. Could you talk to us about the evolution of the opera company in Seattle, their vantage point?
The evolution, what we did from a very small organization. In the beginning, I think the claim date of the opera company was not much different than it is now. The idea then was to produce as much opera, good opera, as we could afford. But to make an opportunity for famous performers to come here and try out new works or do something that they might not have an opportunity to do in other places. But in those days, it was not as easy, it sounds strange, it's not as easy to jump on a plane, fly to where you want to go 25 years ago as it is now. Were not the easy number of lives. So that meant for an artist to live, they had to go where they could make the most money, which meant they mostly ended up staying in Europe, staying in New York, and maybe the metropolitan area. They could never afford to come to the US. So if you're going to perform in a major, whether they were
here.
there was no place else in the West where vodka was being really poured. He felt it was very important. He decided that he was going to produce the ring here. Everyone said, you can't do it, you don't know what you're doing. Audience, the audience at Sailwalker has a great from him. Because he feels that involvement with the audience. Again, it's part of the whole experience. He encourages people to come to the lectures. He encourages them to come to backstage tours. Any of you who are technical people are going to grow up being that, probably. I hope not, because it really is very important. The more they think they're involved with what's going on, the more they feel they understand about what you're doing back there, less mystery, the more they allow themselves, it seems, to just be swept away from what's going on stage. First concern the super titles was, you put that out there, people are going to be going on this moment, and nobody's going to know what's going on stage. It doesn't happen. You end up going like this, and you get carried away, really swept away. And all you need to do is occasionally go back and change it.
Talk about going all over Europe to find the talent for the operas. Is there any opportunity other than chorus work for local talent?
Yes, there's a lot. Yes, and there's getting to be more all the time. Again, like the musician, we now have a large pool of musicians here who are quite capable of playing to the level that we would like to have in the orchestra. We're also growing a lot of opportunity for local singers. Julian Patrick is now at the music school as an instructor. And we're hoping that we're going to get more singers here. So that provides a better opportunity when there are singers living here and there's places to study. There's no point coming here if you can't either study and or perform. You need both. So if you can only come here and study, and then you have to leave, like ballet a number of years ago. You could learn ballet in Seattle, but so no one here saw what you could do. It's a growing thing, and it's one of the probably the next steps in the evolution of what Seattle Opera will accomplish. The education program at Seattle Opera is very, very important, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. And one of the things that, that they hope to do is to expand that program so we can have more opportunity for residents and their
I have one.
Do you ever do, do you ever do chamber opera in a smaller space?
Not really. It's one of the things that that we're looking at in the future. I mean, possibly, I would say maybe a little bit studying this. What I did was retire from a position. I didn't retire from Seattle.
Up to
this year
6.
Next season,
only
5.
Colleen?
Yes.
Seattle Opera is a very big stage thing, and for a stage manager, I mean, there's an awful lot of work behind that. And I'm sure that at some point of time, maybe animals were brought in or something to. Did you ever have any experiences of that nature as a stage manager? You mentioned the economy and how that's making you cut from 6 to 5 for next season. How do you think that's going to affect the arts in Seattle in general? You mentioned 14 to 16 major arts organizations. Do you think they're going to be able to sustain themselves?
I think it's going to be tough on them. It's one of the things when you grow over a period of 25 years, and you do that, you continue to grow, it's natural that there's a little complacency that sets in. It's wonderful, and it's been a wonderful 25 years because we've been able to really build our own product, the artistic product. We haven't had to worry in the latter years about money like we did in the early years. The unfun part of the arts is worrying about money. We, at Seattle Opera, tried early on, but we did a good job, and still somewhat, to keep the administrative development side of the organization separate from the dramatic side, the artistic side. Artistic people always have to bear in mind that the money is not limitless. They have to know that there is a hand. But if they have to worry about it, you can tell what's going to happen to the product. So that's my concern right now. If financial picture for the arts in Seattle becomes too bad, it's going to affect the performers. And this can be bad for us, really bad for us. It's not bad, I think, and this is my personal opinion about this. I would rather see organizations cut quantity. The audience doesn't get that back. They're going to leave. The meetings and meeting articles recently about the place of the arts in the world today. These are the meetings the world and how it functions. There are people working in industries where, rather than being an office, which has been traditional or a large area where people are on social, interaction with people you work with. You may work at home on a computer. You may work in a team of four people.